Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Auditor Tracy Vander Linden about registering to vote and the upcoming primary election.
Well, the June primary election is coming up for elected officials here in Warren County. Tell us a little bit about what people will be voting on as far as the party primaries, what positions here for elected officials in Warren County.
We've got the county attorney office is open, the treasurer, two supervisors, and the recorders. We've got a couple of races, the recorder's office, and one of the supervisors has a race going on. So,
yeah, well, just kind of explain how that works, because again, if you only have one person register for the race, I think the outcome is pretty much a foregone conclusion. But for those who maybe don't know, I know a lot of people have been interested in politics over the last 4 to 8 years or so. Tell us a little bit about how this primary is going to work and kind of set things up for the fall election.
What the primary election is for is when there's multiples for a certain office, then the primary will vote upon who gets to move on to the November election. So when you have, I think we've got four running for the recorder's office. So out of those four, the majority vote will go on to the November general election. And then the same with the supervisor race. We've got just two, I think, running in that race right now. So one of those two, you do have to choose a party, a Democrat or Republican. And the reason for that is to decide which person from each party goes on to the November general election. So you'll have to choose which party you want to vote for. But after the election, if you have switched parties, you want to go back to the original. You can do that once the election is over with, after a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about, I know the four-person race for the recorder. Is it just majority? I know sometimes there's you need a plurality or a runoff election. How is it done here in Warren County? Is it just a majority at this point?
Yes. The one with the majority vote will move on to the next election.
Okay. Well, how could people register? I know that's something that has come up across the nation. I need to register to vote in both the June primary and the November election. Tell us a little bit about how to go about doing that, the easiest ways to do that, and if I had any questions about that.
The best way, well, just to get registered to vote is you can either come here to the auditor's office in the Warren County Administration Building. You can also get the form online, fill it out, send it in, or drop it off. Or you can also vote or register to vote on election day. Or if you're voting absentee, you can register when you come to absentee vote also.
How do I go about or learning more about the election? I know less about the candidates, obviously, but just more about when, where I should vote. I know all those resources are available.
You can check on the auditor's page on the Warren County website. We have all the information out there as far as the dates, the polling places, how to register, how to get an absentee ballot request form. You do have to fill out a form to request a ballot so that we can mail to you, or you can walk into the office once the ballots are ready and vote them here. So everything's online. Just go to the Warren County website and to the auditor's page, and it's all right there.
All right. Well, I know that election times are busy times for the auditor's office. If someone was interested in helping out, maybe being an election official or, you know, watching over a precinct, how do they go about doing that? Because I know, like it's mentioned, you're always on the lookout for volunteers and people to help out.
Yes, always looking for people to help. It's a fun day. You can call the auditor's office and just leave a message. Let us know. Give us your name, address, and a phone number where we can reach you at. We're always needing absentee help, and election day we're always needing help at the polling place. So all you have to do is either call us, let us know, or I think we've got a form on our website on the auditor's page. You can fill out the form. The Secretary of State also has a site where you can register there to sign up, and then they send us the info, so we will be in contact.
All right. And then one final time, date of the primary election this summer and then the election this fall.
June 7th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. will be the primary voting day.
All right. And when can we start voting absentee for that election as well? I know because people might want to get that out of the way. And tell us a little bit about just that process.
They can send in their request forms now for absentee, but the first day for absentee voting is Wednesday, May 18th. And that's as long as ballots are ready on that day also. But as soon as the 18th rolls around, I expect to have ballots, so we'll get them out.
Thanks to Tracy Vander Linden for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Let's Talk in Indianola.